Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, on IAS induction, comprising of CANSIA, FONSESA, NIDA, NSSA, and NF and ASA, has resolved to escalate and intensify the ongoing pen-down strike with effect from November 6. The decision comes after the state government failed to respond within the three-day timeline for dialogue, which expired yesterday. While expressing sincere regret for the inconveniences caused to the public, the JCC earnestly appealed for understanding and support, stating that the ongoing protest is aimed at upholding meritocracy and fairness in the system. The Forest Department, Mokokchung Division, in collaboration with the Wildlife Division, Dimapur, organized a two-day training workshop on human-elephant conflict mitigation under the Community Conservation Area Management Plan. According to a press release, the program was held on October 30 and 31, covering the villages of Khar, Mongchen, Dibuya, Alongkima, and Waromong. During the training, participants were briefed on elephant behavior and taught practical, non-lethal methods to protect farmlands and settlements without harming the animals. Demonstrations including preparing grass bundles with dry chili and tobacco, chili grease fencing, and using fireballs to deter elephants from a distance. The workshop also covered precautionary measures to prevent crop and property damage, as well as reporting procedures for elephant-related incidents. The training was conducted under the Forest and Biodiversity Management in the Himalaya Nagaland Project, co-financed by the Federal Republic of Germany. The GST Bachat Utsav began on 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in housing sector are helping citizens.
The new tax structure, the government has reduced GST from 28% to 18%, cutting building costs and easing the financial burden on home buyers and developers. In GST 2.0, marble and granite blocks now attract just 5% GST instead of 12%, reducing flooring and finishing costs. Similarly, tax on sand lime bricks have been brought down from 12% to 5%, making low-cost housing structure construction cheaper. The next generation GST reforms is making homes and infrastructure more affordable. These reforms are aimed to strengthen MSMEs in construction sector, creating jobs, accelerating private investment in infrastructure, and supporting the government's mission of housing for all. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In continuation of its commitment to a cleaner and greener India, the Assam Rifles yesterday conducted a combined cleanliness drive under the Swachhta Hi Seva campaign at Akhegua Village, Mellary District. Held as part of the nationwide Clean India movement, the drive saw enthusiastic participation from Assam Rifles personnel and local residents cleaning public areas, community spaces, and village surroundings. The campaign also promoted awareness on hygiene, waste management, and sustainable living. Addressing the gathering, Assam Rifles personnel reiterated the vision of the Swachh Bharat mission and urged citizens to uphold cleanliness as a collective responsibility. Grace Kikon was crowned Miss Wokha 2025 in a dazzling event held at the public ground Wokha. Marking a grand comeback after 7 years, the Miss Wokha beauty pageant made a spectacular return organized by the Glamour's Event Management in collaboration with the Lotha Ilohoho. The evening shimmered with excitement and elegance as Isanbeni Sanglao and Nzanbeni Humzoy were crowned the first and second runners-up respectively. And on to local sports now. The 50th annual meet of the Newland Area Sports Association, marking the 50th Hovishe Memorial Trophy, kicked off yesterday at Hovishe Local Ground. Inaugurating the meet, Minister for PHED and Cooperation, Jacob Jimame, said, "Sports today offers new avenues for employment, income and social progress in Nagaland." Encouraging the participating teams to uphold the spirit of sportsmanship, the minister expressed hope that the sports meet would continue to serve as a platform to reaffirm friendship, promote peace, foster unity and inspire hope across the Newland area. 19 villages are competing in the week-long 50th Hovishe Memorial Trophy. Meanwhile, in Kohima, Headhunters FC 164 Naga TA will take on Dimapur Sporting Club in the finals of the 9th Captain MVC Memorial Football Tournament on November 6 at the Indira Gandhi Stadium. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.